antenna tuner in it, and you hear people talk about the Zygoo G90 antenna tuner all the time. So, and that's good for me because I'm using it only with an NFED half-wave under various portable conditions. So, all right, Roy, that's about it. I guess I will, one day I'll ask the ham on the other end if he could tell me if he hears any difference. But that's it for tonight.
Okay, very good, Rich. 3-to-1 matching is a characteristic that was made familiar to everyone when the Japanese got into the business. So they're a bit on the conservative side. They think that antennas should be pretty resonant, so they don't really design, and also they cut some costs by limiting the antenna impedance transformation to 3-to-1. Whereas, you know, if you pick up, say, a PAL star, they kind of give you an approximation of 10-to-1, and I'm sure the Chinese is about the same as my PAL star as far as being able to transform certain levels of impedance. So that's a kind of a Chinese thing, and a lot of the few American manufacturers kind of took over the 3-to-1 as well. So most transceivers have auto matching for 3-to-1, and if you want more than 3-to-1, you go out and buy a dedicated antenna tuner. And some of them are only 3 or 4-to-1, but some of them are 10 or 11-to-1. Anyway, I think that was you, Brian.
Oh, good evening, Roy. Last week, I don't know if you called me or if I fell asleep.
You fell asleep or you walked out. I don't know what happened, but I finally got to you, and I called your name, and no one responded. So I went to the next person, and when he was there, I called your name, and no one responded. So, yeah, you fell asleep.
Okay. Well, no worries. Thank you anyway. I'm just curious, what was this question about with auto tuners?
Yeah, Rich has an internal antenna tuner and an external antenna tuner that can't be bypassed. And under some circumstances, he feels it's best for him to utilize both antenna tuners at the same time.
And that was my question. How could you possibly use two discrete antenna tuners at the same time?
Well, I mean, if they're not battling with each other in auto mode, it's not that difficult. An antenna tuner is a glorified impedance matching circuit, and you can string matching impedance circuits serially if you want.
That's interesting, because my auto tuner supposedly does approximately, let's quote it as 10-to-1. I don't know if I quite believe that, but my internal is 3-to-1. Now, how would that be adjusted? Would I use the internal tuner first, lower it down for the lowest SWR, and then go ahead and fine-tune it with the auto tuner, or would it be the reverse, or none?
You could do it either way. If you decide to do it the opposite of giving your auto tuner that's capable of 10-to-1, it's very likely that it will be successful in doing it, and there'll be nothing left for the internal antenna tuner to do.
Okay, I understand that. I think the reason why they put in antenna tuner, I think Rich was saying something about, I don't know if I misread him, 8-to-1 or something like that, or 11-to-1, I think he said. I think those are for, like, really big rigs that were able to go ahead and do that. Because in the small rigs, I don't know if it's just a heat thing and a mechanical thing, that they can only do 3-to-1.
Again, the 3-to-1, I think, came upon us because the Japanese, you know, we used to derisively call it rice boxes, but the Japanese transceivers had a certain, you know, the Japanese have a habit of using somewhat more resonant antennas. They don't need correction more than 3-to-1, so that's what they manufactured for their own citizens, and so when it came time to export them, they exported the same 3-to-1. There's two different factors. You can extend the tuning range, the impedance matching capability by choosing a better design, you know, T circuits versus L circuits versus pi circuits, and also increasing the value of the discrete inductance and capacitance that it's capable of utilizing in the circuit. So it extends the range of transformation of impedances.
Understood. Now, LDG, which I'm using, uses relays. And Elecraft also uses relays. But Palstar, if I remember correctly, doesn't.
Yes, they use servos. But, you know, both accomplish the same thing in a different way. The LDG and similar have multiple discrete values of capacitors and inductors and relays that put them in and out of line, whereas PALSTAR has mechanical servos that adjust inductor, you know, they have an inductor with a shorting connector, and they rotate the roller to the inductance that they want, and they have a variable capacitor, and they rotate the variable capacitor to the capacitance that they want. You know, one is a little bit faster, the relays. It gives you that kind of snapping noises, whereas the servos just got slide into position, and it takes a little bit longer, but there's less clicking going on. You know, depends on the individual. As long as you get the right capacitance and inductance, you know, and the power rating, it's all 6-to-1, half a dozen of the other.
Okay, so I have one final question, then I'll turn it back over to everyone. Is there any auto tuner that does not use moving parts, including relays or servos? Is it possible to do it completely solid state?
Probably, but I assume that the cost performance aspects undermine that.
Thanks, Roy.
B2XTP?
Yes, Chris.
Hi, Roy. Just a quick thing on this that Rich is talking about. I know Rich uses an ICOM 7300. He can confirm this. And he said he's using an external auto tuner, which means it's a tuner you would attach to your rig. So he would attach a control cable from the 7300 to the auto tuner, and when you hit the tune button on the ICOM, it's just tuning the external tuner. It does not utilize the internal one. So I'm wondering first if that's really what's going on. He doesn't realize it, but he probably does. And if he doesn't, does he not attach from the 7300 to the auto tuner?
Well, let's find out. Rich, did you hear Chris's question?
He cut out at the end, but there is a cable from the auto tuner to the radio. So they are working together in that form. Now, I never even thought of that when you push in the antenna tuner button. With an external antenna tuner attached, does that somehow take the internal antenna tuner out of the circuit? I never even thought of that.
Yes, that's exactly what the 7300 does, and most other rigs as well, by the way. When you attach that control cable, you're taking it offline.
Comment?
Yes, Brian?
I'm using an LVG-AT1000 Pro 2, and the way I have it configured is that you absolutely have to go ahead and inhibit the internal tuner within the rig.
You don't have the you don't have a control cable from your rig, whatever radio you're using, going to the tuner, correct?
I do. And that one control cable basically lets the transceiver, if I'm correct, Roy, you can correct me on this, it lets go ahead and emit 10 watts on AM to go ahead and supply the necessary RF to go ahead and start the tuning process.
Yeah, that's the way most of these things work. You need a full duty signal. You know, every so often someone tries to tune his antenna tuner with an SW and with a single sideband signal.
Well, you can't do that. But anyway, when you hit the tune button on the ICOM 7300, a little word pops up in red saying tune, and it doesn't go out. With the external auto tuner. So, and they say when you see the word tune, that the tuner is working, the internal antenna tuner is working. I've never read anything other than that in the manual or any video.
Okay, you doubled with Chris, so let's give Chris an opportunity to say what he was trying to say.
Yeah, okay. So when you, the previous gentleman was right, not Rich, the other one. When you press the tune button on your 7300, it tells via the control cable the auto tuner to start tuning up. And at the same time, it transmits a 10-watt tune signal. That's that little beep you hear, two or three-second beep you hear. Once it's tuned up, the radio turns that signal off, and now that tune symbol comes up on your display. But it has nothing to do with the internal tuner. It's telling the external tuner to operate, and the internal one is disabled.
Comment.
Okay, Brian.
On my Yaesu FT710 connected to the AT1000 Pro 2, and I won't even put the amplifier into the mix on this. Okay, basically you have to go ahead and switch to AM, and you could do anywhere from 5 to 10 watts on the FT710. It won't go below 5 watts because you need to have that modulated carrier. And once you do that, it sends a signal. Once you press the tune button on the AT1000 Pro 2, it sends a signal to the to the transceiver to generate that carrier of 5 watts and matches the antenna. And that could take upwards of anywhere from, I don't know, at 3 seconds. It could even go up to maybe 8 seconds. So that's basically how it works.
Okay, but unfortunately, it sort of depends upon the make model of your antenna tuner, the make model of your radio. In the case of the 7300, apparently the tune button is located on the radio, not on the... not generally on every auto-tuning antenna tuner.
Correct. And I'm using that same antenna tuner, the LDG AT1000. I think I have a 600. They're the same one. I can tune it manually. You can use the buttons on the auto tuner, but it is an auto tuner. So if your radio is attached to it with a control cable, basically a serial cable, and your radio has a tune button like the ICOM 7300, and it's automated, it knows it's automated, that you're attached to that serial cable, it then just tells it to start auto tuning and puts the signal out, and it disables the internal tuner. You know, that's the whole purpose of that automation. It's just because one of the newer, the older radios probably didn't have that feature.
I wonder why they don't shut off the tune light on the 7300 if it's working with an, you know, automatic antenna tuner.
Rich, that's because it's telling you your tuner is tuned. That's why your control cable is connected, so they can communicate to each other. It can say, the transmitter says, go ahead and tune up, puts out a tune signal. The antenna tuner says, got it. You can stop transmitting the signal. It stops transmitting and puts the symbol on your display so you know you're tuned up.
Interesting. Very interesting. I never thought that they weren't both working together.
Absolutely. That's the purpose of that control cable, is communication between them. K2SCP.
Now, the antenna tuner does have a tune button on it, and the only way I could get it to work is to increase the SW, to manually activate the inductors to get to a high SWR. Then if I hit the tune button, it'll seek out the lowest SWR. It does have four other buttons where you can tweak the SWR after it's telling you that you have the lowest SWR. You can usually go a lot lower by manually hitting four buttons.
K2SCP, just make sure I have it, Roy.
Yep, you got it.
So there is one other thing I'm thinking about. You have to, there's a setting in the radio to tell it you have an auto tuner to function as if I'm saying. And if you have an auto tuner, of course you would set that. Just saying you have an external tuner. So it sounds to me like you have an auto tuner attached, but you did not set the setting in the settings that you have an auto tuner attached. And that could be part of your problem.
Well, it's not like I have a problem. I really don't. The only thing is I can tweak, manually press the buttons on the auto tuner to tweak to get a lower SWR. But I wasn't aware that there is a setting where you can, you know, totally deactivate the internal tuner. I'll take a look after the TechNet. That's interesting.
Comment.
Yes, Brian?
Rich, let me ask you a question. This is Brian, KF2ZZ. What kind of rig and what kind of antenna are you using?
I'm using an ICOM 7300 and an NFED half wave.
Okay, now what kind of antenna tuner are you using?
It's a MAT, 100B, I think it is, but it's a MAT tuner, Chinese.
I think I've seen something about this. And it's an auto tuner, correct? You're using a amplifier with that.
amplifier.
Okay. On the Yaesu side, here's how it works. It's, you know, at the 20,000 foot level. It's that you connect your, of course, you know, your transceiver to the AT1000 Pro 2 and then, you know, out to your antenna. And basically, the way it works, quite simply, is that you have to disable in the functions within the FT710 that you do have an auto tuner, okay? And you want to disconnect the through the panel. You want to disconnect through the actual built-in tuner and just use the auto tuner. I can't really. I would have to investigate this, but it's a good point. But I don't see the advantage of using two tuners. I mean, I would think you would just want to use the auto tuner. If it has the range involved, and I know what kind of antenna you're using, I have a good idea of it because I'm using something very similar. And I think that the once the transceiver is disabled for the internal tuner, I think you should be pretty much good to go. How are your SWR results on, let's say, 20 and 40 meters?
I can get them down to 1.1, 1.2 to 1, but to do that, I have to manually tweak the external tuner. Like I said, it has four buttons, and I manually tweak them, push them either up or down, and that's the way that I get my ultimate low SWR. The antenna tuner won't give me the lowest SWR most of the time. I can get it lower, and it says in the manual of the antenna tuner that, yes, you can tweak it for even a lower SWR.
Okay, let's take that a step further. So if I'm correct, you have a C up, C down, L up, and L down for the inductance. Am I incorrect or correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, on my LDG, I think this has to do with the software inside the antenna tuner itself and possibly related to the components. Was that MAC tuner very expensive or was it pretty much a low ball?
I think it was around $200.
Okay. Because, I mean, how long is your NFET?
66 feet.
Okay. I could tell you from my experience that if everything is grounded correctly and put in there, you should have no problem at all with an LDG, for example, the AT100 Pro 2. You shouldn't have any difficulty at all in achieving a 1.0 match.
Yeah, I don't have... I can get it down that low. When I see it goes down to 1.3 to 1, I just let it go. You know, I don't tweak it anymore. I don't need to tweak it anymore. But I could get it down to a 1.0, 1 to 1 every time, but I do have to manually tweak it. The tuner won't get that. The tuner, let's say, will get down to a 1.4 to 1. If I want to get it down to a 1.0 or 1.1, I have to manually press the LNC buttons.
On my antenna, 20 meters is the sweet spot for 1.0. However, I can achieve 1.0 on 40 meters as well. This is due to the dexterity of the actual tuner itself. If you don't have a tuner where you have to constantly manipulate the capacitance and the inductance, then there's really no sense in having an auto tuner, is there?
Well, like I said, it'll get me so far. It'll get me, let's say, down to on 20 meters. It'll get me down to a 1.4 to 1. If I want to get it down to a 1.1, I do have to manipulate the inductance and the capacitance.
K2SAB.
Yeah, Chris, one second. I just want to comment that there are loads of auto-tuning antenna tuners that have settings for maximum acceptable matches, where you can set it to stop trying to match when it goes to, say, 1.3 or 1.2. There are some that don't have that setting available for the year, but it's built into the algorithms. So it knows that, you know, it to spend a lot of time to get it at 1.0 versus it quickly going to 1.2 when it stops at that is a characteristic of many auto-tuning antenna tuners. Chris, you want to say something?
Yeah, thanks, Roy. I was going to say the exact same thing. And in addition, I would just say if you have to, if it's not going, if there are no settings on the auto-tuner, which I'm guessing there's not with the sound of that auto-tuner, it just has a bad algorithm where it's not going to the peak setting, the best spot. It's stopping a little bit early, as Roy said. And maybe you want to try a different auto-tuner, Rich, because I've never even, I have all those buttons on mine as well, I've never even touched them. It goes to the absolute perfect spot, you can't improve it.
Do you have a tune button on your LDG?
Of course, yes, I have all the buttons, but with the control cable, as I mentioned earlier, to the 7300, I just use the tune button on the 7300 because then it automates the whole process between the radio and the rig. That's the whole purpose. And, of course, the LDG auto tuner, you know, like I said, it hits the peak spot and stops, and that's it. You're not going to do any better than it will. Sometimes, for some reason, you might want to change it and have more L or more C for whatever reason. There's different reasons to play with your antenna, but it hits the best spot. So it sounds like yours is not doing that, and that's a feature of your auto-tuner, or I should say a poor built one.
Comment, JF2P.
Oh, I understand it. Now, no wonder it's called the math tuner. It's madness auto-tuner.
You said it's not a... I didn't hear that.
No, I was just joking that it was called the math tuner, and I think I've seen this around on Amazon or something. I don't know, wherever I've seen it. Maybe it means madness auto-tuner. Rich, I'll tell you something. If you could get it from a place, you know, to try it out, and give it a shot. I think the LDG AT100 Pro 2 would be very, very nice.
Comment, JF2P.
There's another station in there. But listen, guys, I don't have I can get this thing down to 1.2, 1.1 to 1 in 5 seconds. So it's not like I have a real problem with it. And it works. And I talk to people around the world, whether on CW or phone. So I don't know how great my antenna is, my 49 to 1 NFET half-wave, up about 40 feet in a tree. So, but I don't think on some bands that I could get that antenna in tune with just the internal antenna tuner of the 7300. I am going to look to see if there's a setting to turn off the internal antenna tuner. I haven't noticed it, and I've had the radio about 7 months now, and in my reading or watching YouTubes, I haven't noticed it, but it very well might be. It very well might be that you could turn it off. And that would be very interesting to me to see how the tuner works without the internal tuner being able to activate.
Hold on. I got a little confusion here. Are you using two tuners right now or just one?
Two tuners, the internal antenna tuner to the 7300 and the external antenna tuner.
Oh, no question in my mind that you should try to inhibit or turn off the one in the rig itself. You know, once you do that, then the algorithm in the back tuner might be able to go ahead and get you that. Maybe it's getting confused.
Exactly. Might be. I'm gonna pull out the manual during the rest of the TechNet and see if I can turn it off the internal tuner.
Comment.
Yep. Comment. We'll let you go in a second. I think we lost Roy for a minute. He'll probably be right back on. But Rich, there is. I know you're a YouTube fan. There's a series of YouTube videos on the ICOM 7300 and all the basic features. And I recommend you read this one particular one. He has 40 different videos on all the features of the 7300, and each one are short, 20 minutes or 15 minutes, just on a particular subject. Search for this. It's ICOM IC7300 A to Z number 40. So that's the title of the video. ICOM 7300 A to Z number 40. And after that, it says internal antenna tuner operation. And they tell you exactly what the stuff I was just telling you. That and the next video, which is 41. Good luck. K2SDP. Let's see if Roy's back out here.
I don't think I left, actually. I was just giving everyone enough time to finish their thoughts.
Okay. Thanks, Roy. It's all yours. Comment.
Yes, comment.
ZF2PS. Actually, with automatic antenna tuners, you're better off to have the thing not seek exact perfect match on an automatic basis. If you get into a nice windy situation on certain bands with the thing tuned up, and the SWR starts to vary, then your tuner's going to start to take off while you're under full power. And you would really rather tune under reduced power, get it into wherever it's going to be, and then let it not tune. Now, if you can get it down to, you know, perfect, that's great, but you don't want it to take off until the SWR rises, say, from perfect to 1.3, 1.4, something like that. That's my comment. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, one of the things, though, is if you're going to put that feature in, you should make it adjustable, because mine's adjustable, so I'm not quite sure if the mat is adjustable somewhere inside.
2SDP.
Comment?
Yeah, Chris first, then Brian.
Yeah, so when you automate this process, at least on the 7300 and one of these auto-tuners, it's not going to continue to try to auto-tune as you're transmitting. It only tunes for anywhere from 2 to 5 or 6 seconds, depending on how bad your antenna is or how good it is. And once it's tuned and the tune light comes on, it will not try to change that tune. And most of these tuners, in particular the LDGs, I know, once it tunes on a frequency, it saves that in memory. And the next time you go to that, it just double checks you're still good, but it brings that memory position back. So it takes a split second because it's not searching for it any longer. So that's not really a worry. I understand what the comment was. It makes sense if you're manually tuning but the auto process bypasses that. You're not going to hurt anything.
Again, unfortunately, it depends upon what kind of antenna tuner you're using. There are antenna tuners that are always sensing. They adjust for the frequency. They adjust for the VISWA. If you supply a modulated signal with a VISWA too wide, some auto tuners will wake up themselves and start to auto tune all over again. So in some cases, that can be a problem. It depends again on the programming of the antenna tuners.
Makes perfect sense. I did not know that was available. Interesting. All right, K2SCP, thanks.
Brian?
Yes, I think that there's a little bit of a play on words here. I think there's the word inhibit the auto-tuner, and then there's disable the auto-tuner, and then we have to throw in another word to the mix, bypass the internal tuner out on the ICOM. So it could be three words here, inhibit, you know, or bypass, or turn off. Rich, press the tune button on your 7300 quickly. Just press and release. Does that turn off the auto tuner in the rig?
No, I just did it because I have the 7300 right here. And no, it doesn't. In fact, a little LED lights up when you press the tune button on the 7300. So, and the light, one of the LEDs is still on, so I don't think it's turning it off.
Let me go through a couple of documents over here. I was just reading something on that, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Any other comments on this particular topic?
Good, TP.
Yeah, Chris?
So you're in the scenario that I'm explaining that Rich should be doing, you don't bypass the internal tuner. I mean, essentially you do bypass it, but there's no setting to bypass it. You're just telling your transmitter, I have an external antenna tuner attached. It's connected to the serial cable and speaking to one another. And when you hit the tune button, tell it to tune. That's really all it does. And when it's tuned, tells the radio it's tuned, and the light pops on. That's it. So it does disable the internal tuner, but you don't have to disable it. You just tell it you have this external tuner. But, Rich, I strongly advise you to watch that video. It's 15 minutes, and you'll fully understand it.
No, I've watched it a few times. I've saved all those A to Z videos, and I've watched it a few times, and it's as simple as just pressing the tune button, which said automatically activate and tune the external tuner. That's about the whole thing. And again, with the external tuner, it does say you may be able to achieve better results by tweaking the inductance and the capacitance manually.
Right, so that's all correct. But when you do that, the internal antenna tuner is not utilized. Even though that light's on, if you listen closely, you'll hear that there's no clicking in the radio. The radio's not changing any relays or anything. You'll only hear that on the external tuner.
Comment.
Yes, Brian?
All right, I found a piece of information. I don't know whether it's some radio reference form, so you might want to go ahead and check it. It says exactly this. To turn off the internal auto tuner on the ICOM's IC7300, go to the menu, select Set, and then Tuner. And then choose ATU off. this will disable the internal tuner, allowing you to use an external tuner if desired.
I've probably done that already, if that's the case. But I can't find a tuner annunciation on the set display.
Yeah,
oh, it's under function.
Select set, then tuner, and choose ATU off. I don't know if that works.
Oh, I found it, and the tuner switch setting is set to manual. There's auto and manual. I have it set to manual.
All right, so it doesn't say ATU off, huh?
Oh, it just says tuner switch, manual, or auto.
Is there another field in the programming menu that says ATU off?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't see... No, there's only... Below the tuner setting, there's an RTTY mark frequency setting, and above it there's a split setting, but nothing about an ATU.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
To STP.
Yeah, Chris?
That setting he was just referring to will bypass, will just turn off the internal antenna unit. That's not what he wants. But Rich, you should select auto in that other tuner setting that you saw. Put that in auto and try it. And if your cable's properly, you'll be functioning properly.
Okay, that's what I just did. And let me back out of the menus and hit the tune button. I don't really see any difference. I couldn't tell whether it's in auto or manual just by looking at the screen.
Comment.
Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, Rich, do you hear any clicking at all? Any relays going in the on the IC7300?
Yes, I do. But right now they're at the minimum, so let me go to 20 meters and hit the tune button again. See what happens.
I would think that manual.
Again, I
might
can't tell
the correct
the tune enunciation
using,
comes on when I hit tune, just like it does when it's set to manual. So I have to investigate further what the difference is between manual
I can't easily find information for this, which should be pretty easy. You might want to take a look at your operations manual for that. But I tried, so hope that helps at least a little bit.
Oh, it does. I have to see what the difference is between manual and auto in the settings.
Any other comments on this topic? I guess not. Well, good luck as always, Rich, and come back and tell us what you've discovered.
the manual right here on my tablet, so I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
I read something about either page 7-1 or 9-1 or, I don't know, one of the two. I don't know, maybe I'm incorrect. What's interesting, in my opinion, is that you have a tune button that's on the rig. Am I correct on the 7300?
There's a tune button on the rig.
Okay. So I think that tune button, and I could be wrong, it might be just for the internal tuner, but again, I'm not sure. I don't know if you have a tune button on the MAC tuner.
Comment.
Yeah, Chris, you want to comment also? Please comment. Again, it depends on the radio. There are radios that have tune buttons. There are radios without tune buttons. They tune the internal, but they can also tune the external. My Flex 67 has an internal tuner that I shut off, and I use the tune button on the software display. So that doesn't kind of prove either. Chris, you want to say something?
Yeah. Rich, there is one thing with that tune button. You got to press and hold it for a second or 2 seconds. I just do it automatically. I don't even know. I'm not in front of my radio. I'm on the mobile right now. But you got to press and hold that button. Maybe that's the problem that you're saying. Press and hold it for a second, and then you hear the tone for the tune signal going out, and you'll hear the clicking. Is the clicking on both units? Probably not. Probably only the external tuner you'll hear clicking and not internally. And then the light on the display that says tuner, the little LED green light, or red light, whatever it is on the tune button, I forget, that's just telling you you're in tune. It does not mean that the internal tuner is on. It just means your radio is now in tune with the antenna using the external tuner, K2STP. Comment.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. I think you have to hold it for a second and then release it. But another test is to disconnect the MAC tuner or the cable from the MAC tuner and see how the tune button reacts on the 7300 with the internal tuner and see if you could just disconnect the MAC tuner, again, via the cable, and just see if you could go ahead and disconnect the internal tuner from the ICOM.
What the manual says is you can select whether or not to save the internal antenna tuner's status after pushing tuner on each band in the tuner switch. And then it says internal antenna tuner operation. Push tuner to turn on the internal antenna tuner. Tuner is displayed when the tuner is on. Tune the antenna. But this isn't talking about working with an external tuner. This is just talking about using the internal tuner by itself.
Comment.
Yes, comment.
This is AAFTP again. I don't know if this is covered because there's been so much conversation. I'm reading now. External tuners. The IC7300 automatically detects if a compatible external tuner is connected to the back of the radio. If it is detected, the radio will use the external tuner when you press the tuner button instead of the internal one. End of comment.
Thank you.
Well, then that's the answer. So the answer is that the internal tuner is switched off if it detects an external tuner.
So if you have the control cable in... This is from the internet, so you got to be careful. It's an AI, but it may be true.
let me just read what it says by using an external antenna tuner. When you use a non-ICOM, which is mine, it's a non-ICOM external antenna tuner, be sure to turn off the internal antenna tuner before connecting the external antenna tuner. Otherwise, the tuning may fail because both antenna tuners, internal and external, will simultaneously start tuning. That's to Roy's point. See the antenna tuner's instruction manual for details. You know, with all of this, it works fine. It really does. It works fine. I'm always using a 1-to-1, 1-to-2 SWR, so it all works fine. And this answers it. It says now that the internal antenna tuner is switched off when it detects an external tuner.
Yeah, I mean, this is just ICOM dotting their I's and crossing their T's and say, unless you buy an antenna tuner from us, we can't guarantee that it will have the proper sensing electronics to realize that you've just plugged the control cable from an auto tuner in. So I think that's covering their bases. It's not so much yours. So I think the moral of the story is most likely, if the cable is capable of turning that antenna tuner into a tuning mode, then most likely it's diddling the internal tuner.
Yes, I just went to 20 meters and pressed the tuner button, and it's only gotten me down to a 1.8-to-1. To get it lower than that, I have to manually adjust the external tuner.
Comment. Okay, that's not a great feature, but, Chinese stuff.
Comment.
Yes, Brian?
Yeah, Rich, I'll tell you something. It depends, you know, on your interests and personal finances and so on and so forth, and if you can return it, but I would go for the LDG AT100 Pro 2 and maybe to put this to rest. You should be able to go achieve a much better match than that. Much better.
Yes, well, like I said, it only takes me a second or two by pushing buttons to get it down to like a 1.2 to 1 or 1.1. But it is a little bit of a pain in the ass, I will admit. It's a little bit of a pain. And if something happens to this Mac tuner, I definitely will go for an LDG.
Yeah, and, you know, when I use my Elecraft KPA 500 in line with everything, it's very sensitive. If it goes to 1.2, it'll automatically go ahead and light up with a fault light, and I have to go ahead and back down my output wattage from the rig to the amplifier, okay? So the input RF. So it could be very sensitive at times, the way, you know, depending on what you use and the way it's architected. But I think at the end, it has to do with the algorithm inside the internal antenna tuner. That's what, not the internal antenna tuner, the external antenna tuner, the MAT tuner. So that's what I think. All right. Thanks.
Okay, I think we kicked around this dead horse, unless someone has any closing comments to make.
Don't buy Chinese tuners.
Motion of, Rich, invest in an LDG AT100. They're somewhere 100, 150 bucks. Well worth it. You'll love it. K2SDB.
Yeah, I've owned LDGs. They're good antenna tuners. I don't know if I would depend on a Chinese antenna tuner. You know, being the first guy, you know, the pioneer, Marco Polo and such, is all well and good. But, you know, every so often those types of expositions fail.
I think it might have an advantage using a Chinese antenna tuner. You might be able to order takeout. You know, one from column A and one from one from column C and one from column L.
Okay.
The one thing that I don't like about it, there's a tune button on the external tuner. Sometimes you press it and nothing happens. So you would think it's at the lowest setting, but I can still get it lower with the LNC buttons. I can still get it lower, but just by a couple of points, that's all. Listen, guys, it's working fine. The radio's working fine. I had like about 5-6 CW contacts today. I spoke to Brazil and somewhere in Europe yesterday, so it's working fine. I just, it's just not hitting that lowest SWR by itself without my help.
Okay, that could very well be the algorithm. It's set to kind of loosely match so that it operates very quickly. Again, most other people's auto tuners have a means to adjust that setting. So if you're obsessive compulsive and it has to be 1.0, in some cases you can program it all the way down to 1.0. My pal Star has that setting. You can adjust the range of acceptable matches where it just kind of stops and doesn't, you know, doesn't keep going for with a great 1.0. Again, it's just a programming aspect of the software versus the hardware.
Roy?
Yes, Brian?
On your PalStar, does it use a belt or does it use a motor?
It's a servo motor.
Oh, okay. No, I meant that it obviously uses a motor, but does it use a belt at all to move anything?
I don't recall. It's been a while since I popped the top. I popped the top more than a few times because of, you know, PalStar is a very quirky company, and you know, it's another one of those mom and pop shops. The chief scientist is also the president. The vice president and the treasurer is the president's wife, and they got a couple people working down in the basement, apparently. So it's a very mom-and-pop type of organization. So it's a Hungarian family that emigrated and came up with selling antenna tuners.
I just wonder if it has to move a coil in terms of, you know, expanding, contracting the coil for the inductance and the capacitance and so on.
It doesn't expand or contract it. It rotates it. So there's a little roller on the top, and as you rotate the coil, the roller travels either up or down the coil.
Interesting design.
I think it's kind of standard for this type of servo-operated auto tuners. Probably these were the first auto tuners before everyone kind of got relay crazy.
Oh, one thing, Rich, on the AT100 Pro 2, the relays are latching. So we'll remember, you know, those frequencies. Just a little point of a view on that. It has a couple of thousand memory locations. So,
yeah, this one does too, except you have to do it manually. You have to press a button called save.
Nope, on the LDG you don't have to do anything.